I'm one of the people who was right about Iraq. ITN were some of the people who were very badly wrong and treated people like me as if we were liars or idiots or both when we told you exactly what everyone now knows, that the government's case for the invasion of Iraq was a pack of lies and that disaster would be the result. There's not many people will contest either of these two points now. So the chief perpetrator of a very big crime is just a few yards from us inside this building, and I didn't want to lose the opportunity of shouting my feelings about him as he went in. However, like the coward that he is, he snuck in through a back door before light and avoided us today. He can run, but he can't hide. That he's a coward. He's ready to fight to the last drop of other people's blood. He's ready to send other mother's sons to their graves in these wars. He would never dream of sending his own children, and he can't even face his accusers by entering through the front door of a tribunal in the way that every other witness has. Well, it was a hand-picked group of establishment flunkies, as I described it in the House of Commons on the day it was appointed, and its terms of reference were deliberately limited so that it could come up with the least damaging conclusions. But the blood stain is spreading as a result of this inquiry, and it's a spot that will not out, in Shakespeare's words. No amount of establishment flunkydom can hide the fact that it is obvious that a pack of lies were told, a disaster was the result, and that a crime under international law has almost certainly taken place. My question is, how can he possibly sleep at night, let alone be a Roman Catholic and take confession? I don't understand that. But I expect that over 6 hours he will be questioned on the principle that even a stopped clock is right twice a day. Even this panel, over 6 hours, is bound to ask some difficult question. And we'll see what the outcome is. Well, I think if you killed somebody and went on trial for murder, and your defense was that although the person had no weapon, although the person made no move against you, you believed that in their mind that one day they were going to harm you, your plea of self-defense would be given short shrift, and you would end up in prison for murder. And that's where Mr. Blair should be.